It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Welcome back, everybody, to SUNY Delhi, Game 2 of the Delaware League Championship game. It's our boys' version now with Margaretville taking on South Courtright Andes. We had a fantastic girls' game to start things off, 42-37. SK girls come back to defeat Stanford Jefferson. They were down 11 in that ball game. Couldn't ask for a much better game, and we'll see what happens here with the boys. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Well, the SK boys, much like the girls, history on the line. They've won 9 in a row of these. The last time they lost was to Margaretville back in the 2012-2013 season. So this will be a fantastic game here. Margaretville has had a great season. We'll talk about all that here with Greg. And SK, a little bit different from their normal kind of just running over everybody. That's how it always seems to be with them. 11-8 this year, so a lot different story. I think there's a lot to talk about here, Coach, but what pops off the page for you when you look at all the stats coming into tonight's game?
Both teams have a pretty prolific offense. Both average over 60 points a game. The difference to me appears to be Margaretville's defense. They're only averaging 43 a game, giving up 43 points a game, I should say, while South Courtright gives up a little bit over 50. So, again, good team. South Courtright, as you said, comes in with a record of 11-8, 5-1 in the Delaware, the only loss to Margaretville. They're the number 6 seed in the Class D Section 4 tournament coming up. Margaretville comes in with a record of 15-2, 6-0 in the Delaware. They're the number 2 seed in the Class D Section 4 tournament. Their only losses on the year are to Onteora, a Class B school, I believe from Section 9.
Correct.
And to a Class C school, also from Section 9, SS Stewart. So both teams have kind of challenged themselves and played some bigger schools. So should be an interesting ball game, and as you said, SK comes in winning 9 straight. So we'll see where things go.
I'm interested to see, and if you go to NateLull.com, you can check out the top scorers page. Margaretville has had a 1-2 punch all year that not a lot of teams have. When you talk about Connor Wayman and you talk about Hunter Balcom, both guys averaging right around 20 points a game, 3-point snipers. And when you put them in this environment, the college gym, the multiple lines that we talked about out here, a little bit different depth perception. I'm very curious to see how that goes. Wayman scored 50 in a game earlier this year. These guys can really, really turn up the heat. And talking to a couple of coaches in the Delaware League, they said you can never count Margaretville out because of that. They've seen a lot of games this year where they were down or down the stretch. They needed a little extra juice or something, and in the last 3 minutes of the game, they were able to hit a couple of three-pointers and pull out a big victory. So I'm interested to see Margaretville and how they do here on the big stage. SK's used to being here. How's Margaretville going to do? How are they going to shoot the basketball tonight?
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, the different background. The hoops are a little bit further away from the wall, so how's the depth perception going to go? And as we talked about in the first game, the three lines. How are you going to handle those three lines? So that seems to be a conversation a lot of times when you play in a college gym, but it is a factor. The other thing that will come into play is, you know, geez, South Courtright Andes has been here. They've won 9 in a row. I think it's important for Margaretville to get off to a good start. But, geez, in the last game, Stanford
right.
Jefferson couldn't get off to a better start, and the SKA magic was still there.
We talked about how in the girls' game, just the fact that you've been here, the fact that you've won it, it does count for something. You know, it's one of those things you can't measure it. There's not a number to it, but it's something that I've noticed in my 10-plus years of covering local sports is, you know, yeah, sometimes SK is going to lose, but a lot of times they'll win games just because of being able to stay cool, calm, collected. They've been here, and the moment isn't too big for them.
And I'll go back to my days of coaching at Unitego and GMU. There were times where I would have people tell me that they weren't surprised that one of my players played really well in the league championship game. And I would ask the person who told me that, well, why do you say that? And they said, because that person, the moment was not too big for them. they were made for that. Like they thrive when all the pressure's on the line. So South Courtright, certainly with being here that many times, has that experience that maybe Margaretville does not.
One other piece about Margaretville is in the last couple of games, I think about their semifinal game with Stanford Jefferson. A lot of teams have thrown a triangle and two with them or some sort of extra defense that has tried to shut down Wayman and Balcom. And one thing that's really happened is that Ryan Sanford has stepped up in the second half of the season, and he's really hit a bunch of huge shots down the stretch. He was huge in that semifinal game. So there's another piece. You want to take away the two guys. Sanford has been hot lately. So you got three guys on the top scorers list. That goes a long way.
Yeah, if you have three guys on your team that are averaging more than 14 points a game, that's pretty good. It also means that your team is unselfish and not willing, or is willing, to share the basketball, I should say.
We should also mention that South Courtright Andes, Boston Carino will not play in tonight's game. He's out with an injury. He hasn't played in probably the last 2 to 3 weeks, averaging 14.5 points a game. He was a big piece. I mean, we saw him earlier in this year drop 40 in a game we did at the Pat Grasso tournament over in Lawrence. So it's been next man up for the Rams, and they've had to figure out a way to survive without him.
And that's just, like you said, it's the next person up. South Courtright has been able to replace lots of kids that have graduated that have been pretty good. So they seem to have a stable full of basketball players over there.
Well, a couple of cool things. I know one of those former athletes, Logan Kaufman, Coach Kaufman's son, is listening. He's on a baseball trip. Said he'd have WCDO Sports on, so shout out to Logan. Thanks for listening. And I was just in the hallway, and a gentleman stopped me and said, my wife's away on a trip. She's listening in Paris.
Wow.
She finally had to go to bed after the girls' game because of the six-hour difference. But thanks to all our listeners on WCDOSports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU. Pretty cool. We can be sitting here in Delhi, New York, and somebody in Paris is listening. You never know.
That's kind of a scary thought.
Yeah, I know. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, the 2025 Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game between Margaretville and South Courtright Andes on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
DTC Delhi Telephone Company is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school Sports Wall of Fame, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's going to be the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game here, Margaretville and South Courtright Andes. Greg is going to have the South Courtright Boys starters first.
First, we have junior number 13, John Trimble. Junior number 10, Parker Pop. Junior number 20, Jackson Hudson. Senior number 14, Lance McClure. And senior number 15, Jack Byrne. South Courtright Andes is coached by Mr. Aaron Kaufman.
On the other side for Margaretville and head coach Chad Richards, they're going to start with number 0, C.J. Fairburn, number 1, Connor Wayman, number 2, Ryan Sanford, number 4, Robert Sass, and number 11, Hunter Balcom. So I'm excited to watch Wayman and Balcom specifically. Haven't seen him since early in the year. I think you'll like Wayman. He's a very athletic, quick guard, got some good size. So definitely should be a lot of fun. Margaretville's in the home white uniforms with the navy blue and the orange trim here. Says Margaretville in orange and blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. South Courtright Andes is in the SK uniforms, that royal blue with the white trim, says South Courtright in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. And these two teams certainly know each other very well. They played each other twice during the regular season. How were those matchups, Greg?
So, those matchups, let's see here. Both of them went to Margaretville. The first game of the season, Margaretville won 73-46. And the second time out, it was a little closer, 57-44.
I do know that that first game was pretty close, and then it was either a huge third or fourth quarter that just really blew it open. And I think that opened a lot of eyes in the Delaware League because the last few years, I mean, this SK team going to the state regional round last year, you know, they've been the top dog, and I think that put everybody on notice that Margaretville is here, 15-2, undefeated in the league, the two seed in sectionals. This crew has been working together for a long time, you know, playing at the Oneonta Boys and Girls Club, summer leagues, all that good stuff, and this is their payoff right here.
It is difficult to beat the same team three times in one season.
That's true.
So, I know that all too well.
Margaretville going through their starting lineup right now. SK just finished theirs up. So, again, a great crowd here. It was a great crowd for the girls' game, and from what we're hearing, the roads maybe a little treacherous out there, so if you're driving around, please be careful. I know a lot of people said as their way coming over the hill, maybe from Oneonta or wherever to get here, roads were a little slick, so be careful out there. We'll try to keep you up to date with our WCDO weather report, and we'll try to get home safely. I know I was here last Saturday, crossed the hill at Delaware Academy. Everybody was very worried about me getting home, so we'll make sure we get home safe here tonight. So they are checking something on the book and the uniforms here, so we'll keep an eye on that. And we're going to take a quick break here while we sort this out. 30-second break on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. We went to break kind of quickly there. Coach, I'm going to let you explain this. I only went to break because the argument was happening right in front of us. I didn't want a hot mic on that. So what's your take on everything?
So basically the PA announcer made a mistake and announced the player that was not starting for Margaretville. And then they thought they was going to start the game with a technical foul because numbers were incorrect in the book. But all the numbers were correct in the book. It's just that the PA announcer announced the wrong player.
So that was our stressful moment there. And everything was happening right next to us. We're sitting right here at midcourt next to the bookkeepers, coaches, officials. Everybody was coming together. I thought, well, you know, let's just take a break. Let's just take a little break here.
I think that was a good call.
Margaretville is going to be going left to right on your radio dial. Again, they're in the home whites. And South Courtright Andes in the royal blue going to be going right to left on your radio dial. And we're going to jump it up, and here we go. We're underway in the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship. Here's Connor Wayman with the basketball going left to right. Blue Devils have it to start things off. They go to Balcom. And we'll see what defense SK decides to go with here tonight. Blue Devils have it. They go far side. Free ball here coming from Sanford. In and out, and a rebound here for SK with Parker Pop.
It looked like man-to-man defense to start there for SK.
Pop to the left side, and a three ball here for Lance McClure is in and out.
I think they got him for a travel before the shot there.
And so Margaretville's going to get it back. He took that one extra little shuffle. And over the half-court timeline here for Margaretville. They go with C.J. Fairburn. Margaville going to Wayman. Backs it out. Thought about the college range three, but now directing some traffic. Wayman to the left side. He's got Parker Pop right in his shorts. Wayman kicks one into the corner. Three ball there for the Blue Devils is short, and another rebound for Parker Pop here.
I want to change that defensively. It looks like SK's playing junk, some kind of triangle on two.
Little jumper in the paint here is off the mark for Jackson Hudson. Ball on the floor. Hunter Balcom's able to get it, and ahead now for Wayman. Wayman dishes one up and finds Sanford, who lays it up and in. 2-0 lead for Margaretville in the early going with 6:50 to go here in the first quarter.
And Margaretville opens in an extended 2-3 zone, kind of like a Syracuse version of the 2-3.
And so they go to the left side here to the high post now for McClure. He'll zip one over for Pop. And into the corner now for J.B. Trimble. The jumper is good for J.B. Trimble. Ties things up at 2-2 with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Balcom to the right side. He comes across midcourt. Little killer crossover there. Lost control of it. Falcom's got that good size. Kind of a guard slash forward. Works it on the baseline. Tries to go to the interior here. 15 on the shot clock for the Blue Devils. Sanford. Little give and go, and it's blocked away there by Jack Byrne. Good defense by SKA. 2 minutes gone, and we're tied 2-2. Rams have it. They pull it back out near midcourt. And they go to the left side. Into the corner now for Jackson Hudson. Hudson to the interior for Byrne. Back to McClure in the left corner. McClure. Now to Jack Byrne. 15 on the shot clock. Left wing dribble drive here for the Rams. He's got it for Jackson Hudson. We'll work it back to J.B. Trimble. 10 on the shot clock. Taking the air out of it here. They go to Hudson on the interior. Back outside. Pop, a three-point specialist. His shot off the back of the rim. Rebound for the Blue Devils of Margaretville.
Good patience, though, there for SK.
Now for Connor Wayman. Wayman inside, stops, zips one back out, finds Fairburn. Little bounce pass through traffic, nobody home, and out of bounds it goes. With 5:20 to go in the first quarter, 2-2. What do you think about the pace so far here, Coach?
They're really getting up and down. Haven't gotten any transition hoops, but they're really looking to push the ball, both teams.
5:20 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 2-2 here between the Rams and the Blue Devils. Jack Byrne across midcourt with a bounce pass to the left side. They go to McClure. South court right with the ball. McClure at the high post, stripped of the basketball. It's on the floor, and Margaretville's going to come away with it with Hunter Balcom. Balcom down the right side, tries to zip one through there for Wayman, through his hands, through the wickets, and out of bounds. And coming back here to SK, and there's some of those championship game nerves.
Yeah, that was a high-risk, high-reward pass there. Difficult pass and difficult catch. Margaretville wasn't able to convert.
And so South Courtright Indies will walk it down the floor. Again, winners of 9 in a row here in the Delaware League Championship game. Trying to get to double digits here tonight with a victory. Margaretville, the last team to knock them off. They're trying to do it again. J.B. Trimble right to the hoop on the left side. We got a foul on the interior as bodies went flying. And Jackson Hudson took a hard shot there, and looks like he's going to need a quick break. As he'll come over to the bench. And Braden Sparks is going to come in now here for South Courtright Andes. That's one thing that this SK team has. They have some good depth. A lot of guys who can come in off the bench, give you those 4 or 6 points. Kind of different than the last few years where they've had a guy like Connor Carino who was averaging close to 30 a game. McClure on the left side will work one out. Finds Pop in the corner. His three is short. Skimmed off the side of the rim and a rebound for Margaretville. We're tied 2-2 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter here at SUNY Delhi in the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game. Wayman with a little shimmy shake, and we got a foul on the far side. It's going to be on Robert Sass for Margaretville.
Moving screen up there. Right near half court, they're trying to get Wayman free, and the Margaretville player didn't have his feet set.
And we got a whistle here with 4.5 to go in this first quarter. Referees just letting everybody know where they need to check in at the center of the table here. 4.5 to go here in this first quarter. We're tied 2-2. South Courtright Andes is going to have the ball at midcourt on the inbounds, and they go to Jack Byrne. Both teams kind of feeling each other out in the early going of this Delaware League Championship game. We're glad to have you along, and we'll be thanking all our special sponsors again here in Game 2. Here is J.B. Trimble with a jumper from the right elbow. That's no good. And Balcom with a big rebound. Zips one ahead with a football pass. Ahead here to Sass. Now to Fairburn. Steps out. Wants to shoot a three on the left side, and that's no good. And a rebound here for South Courtright Andes with Lance McClure. The shot there was from Anthony Maggio, and he missed it. 3:55 to go in this first quarter, and South Courtright Andes pulls it out. They go to McClure. A little give and go to Byrne. Works one back to McClure. In the paint, stripped to the basketball, and again the Blue Devils have it. They're going for the home run ball again. Ahead now here for Sanford. He's stripped to the ball, and the Rams come back the other way, and the track meet continues.
Great defense by Jack Byrne.
He always seems to be in the right place on D. They'll zip one up and out. Here's a steal. Anthony Maggio going to try to take it in, going coast to coast, and he scores. Makes it Margaretville 4, South Courtright Andes 2, with 3:20 to go here in this first quarter. Across the midcourt timeline, here is Jack Byrne with a bounce pass, looking for Parker Pop. The question right now for South Courtright Andes seems who's gonna score. Seems to be who's going to score for them. McClure trying to go back to Parker Pop. Splits two defenders, puts up a shot, missed it off the front of the rim. Second chance won't go, and then a foul on Pop for the reach-in. 3 minutes to go in the first. Still a 4-2 game. Margaretville on top by two.
Yeah, awful sloppy here early. I think it's that championship game jitters for both teams.
Well, these Margaretville boys trying to make some history here to be the first team in 10 years to bring it home for the Blue Devils.
We talked a lot about Wayman and Balcom early. I don't think either one has attempted a shot.
No, they really have been quiet, as here's Wayman trying to get on the board, and he's got a bucket in the paint on a little runner, and it's 6-2. Margaretville's on top, 2:40 to go in the first. Jack Byrne across the half-court timeline, setting it up. SK seems very content to try to chew some clock and get deep into the foul, into the game clock, I should say, and deep into the shot clock. Rams have it with Parker Pop on the left side. They'll wheel it back around. Little dribble drive here, and a little layup won't go. Off the side of the rim there for Skylar McIntyre. Did everything but finish. Blue Devils with Wayman. A three ball in transition off the back of the rim, and it touched the shot clock out of bounds. Going back to the Rams.
Seems to be opposite styles here. Margaretville seems to want to shoot the ball as soon as they get it across half court. South Courtright wants to run some clock. So contrasting styles here early.
And across midcourt, here comes Parker Pop with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. They go to J.B. Trimble. He's looking for a screen. Finds Jack Byrne inside in the paint. Little flip up and off the rim. Second chance. Also won't go. Out of bounds. It's going to stay here with the Rams. So a couple good opportunities, but they can't find the bottom of the bucket. Tough break here for SK. Very similar to the girls earlier, where they had a tough time scoring in the first half. And a shot here for SK is again off the mark, and a rebound for Margaretville. And transition for Ryan Sanford. They're slowing it down a little bit here with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. It's 6-2. Here is Sanford. Gets around his man, and we got a foul on the floor here on SK. So Ryan Sanford, he's had a great second half of the year, starting to come to life. Here is that's going to be the second on Parker Pop.
Yep, two fouls. He's going to check out.
Lance McClure back in. Parker Pop, who is probably their best outside shooter, will have to head to the bench with two fouls. So a tough start here for SK. Margaretville is going to get it in. They find Wayman on the right side. Looking for options. Hands it off into the breadbasket for Balcom. Pull-up jumper at the right elbow. Off the mark and a rebound for SKA. So they're kind of holding Wayman and Balcom in check, but struggling to score the basketball. Here's J.B. Trimble hanging in the paint. His shot won't go. Sparks a second chance, and that rolls off the rim. And Margaretville collects the change, and they bring it back down the floor. Blue Devils have it on the left side. And a three for Balcom is short off the front of the rim. And a rebound for J.B. Trimble with a minute to go here in the first quarter. Margaretville boys leading 6-2. Right side of the floor now for Sparks. Pulls one back up for McIntyre. At the right elbow. Pulls it in. Little give and go and a kick here on Margaretville. Maggio got his foot on it.
Very low scoring here. And you got less than a minute to go, and we've only had 8 points. As Margaretville leads 6-2.
And both these teams were high scoring, especially Margaretville during the year, correct?
Yeah, I mean, both of them averaged over 60 points a game.
Low scoring here on the college floor at SUNY Delhi in the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship. A pass down low, and the shot is up for Jack Byrne. No second chance. out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Rams. Byrne did a great move on the baseline, but again, couldn't finish. 35 seconds left, first quarter. On the baseline here with Jack Byrne. Going to be to the left of the hoop. Malcolm right there on defense. They find J.B. Trimble back out to Lance McClure. Inside for Byrne. Now back to McClure. Picks up his dribble at the foul line. Back to Jack Byrne. Little give and go back to McClure. Three ball for him is short, and Wayman tracks down the loose ball on the rebound with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Still 6-2. Coach Richards for Margaretville saying he wants one shot. Across the midcourt timeline, Margaretville going left to right. Wayman up near midcourt. Wayman with the chest pass finds C.J. Fairburn. 5 seconds left. Three ball here for Sanford from straight away off the side of the rim. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. Low scoring here in the Delaware League Championship game, 6-2. Margaretville boys on top of SKA, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights, every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A low-scoring affair here in the 2025 Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship, 6-2 as we start the second quarter. Margaretville boys leading South Courtright Andes, and now a steal by Wayman of Margaretville as they go left to right. Walking it up the floor, Wayman across the midcourt timeline. Slows it down. Wayman, little spin move. Stops, and now we'll leave it off for Hunter Balcom, who's still scoreless, and now he's stripped of the basketball. Wayman gets it back, gives it back to Balcom, and he can't get the layup to go. And now a rebound here for SKA. They're not scoring, but they're hanging around here. 7:15 to go in the second quarter. Here's Jack Byrne at midcourt, directing traffic for the Rams. They're in the royal blue with the white trim. They go right to left. McClure struggling to get out of that corner. Tries to throw it to Braden Sparks, and nowhere to go. Threw it out of bounds, and it's going back to Margaretville. SK just doesn't look on the same page right now offensively.
No, Margaretville's 2-3 zone is kind of bothering them. They're kind of putting pressure on the ball. Whoever has the ball, they're kind of tracing the ball with their hands, and they're having a hard time.
Margaretville across midcourt. They've struggled to shoot from the outside so far. Balcom comes off a screen here at the left elbow, closely guarded by J.B. Trimble. Now leaves it for Sanford. Pull-up jumper for him is short, and a rebound for Jack Byrne. Byrne down the left side of the floor. Trying to take it right to the 10, and he is fouled, and his layup won't go. Rolled off the far side of the rim, but Jack Byrne, the savvy senior, is going to head to the line.
Yeah, every time we've watched South Courtright Andy's play, I've always been impressed with Jack Byrne. He could have a spot on my team any day.
You've always said that, yeah.
Any day. I just like the way he plays. He's always under control. He always seems to be, like you said, he's always in the right place at the right time. He's like the prototypical like point guard, very unselfish.
Jack at the line here, and first shot for him is off the mark. I would say he probably considers himself a soccer guy first, but he's always made big contributions over the years on the court, even as a younger player, getting on as some of those teams made runs through the league and sectionals and states, always seeming to find a way to come up with a big 4 or 6 points, a big rebound, a big pass. And here he goes 0-for-2 at the line. A rebound for Jackson Hudson, and that rolls off the back of the rim. And it's going back to Margaretville. And, boy, This is just a tough start here offensively for the Rams. 6.5 to go in the second.
Yeah, they have to be pleased with their defensive start, but they just can't seem to put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, you're not going to win many games with only 2 points at this juncture of the game. Pull-up jumper for Hunter Balcom is good. In transition, he stopped and popped at the line and hit it.
Yeah, nice soft touch there on that jumper.
Makes it 8-2 with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Burn to the right side, and we got a traveling violation here on the Rams on Skylar McIntyre. And it's going to go back to Margaretville. 6:15 to go here in the second, and the blue and white fans of SK have not had much to cheer about so far. Credit to Margaretville for their solid defense as well. They go to Wayman. Stops, pops for a three, missed it. Tried to bank that one a little bit. Came off his hands funny, but a rebound to Sanford, and he puts it up and in. And it's a 10-2 lead now for Margaretville with 5:55 to go in the second quarter. Burn into the right corner now for Jackson Hudson. Hudson, chest pass to Trimble to the high post now for McIntyre. And he'll try to go back to Burn, and it's stripped and taken away here by Margaretville.
Boy, South Courtright really is having a hard time attacking that Margaretville 2-3 zone.
Wayman in transition will leave it off here for Anthony Maggio. Now to Sanford, who's stepped up big here the last few weeks, and he's been crucial here tonight as well. Takes it to the interior, and we got a foul. Sanford with a nice move off the corner. And he gets fouled as he goes to the line. 5:25 to go, second quarter. 10-2 our score. With the Margaretville boys leading, and they're looking ahead to it here. And so stepping in will be Ryan Sanford. And his first shot is up and good. He's got team-high 5 points so far. Margaretville extending this lead a little bit. They lead 11-2. Second shot coming here for Sanford, and it's up and good. Sanford's got 6, and it's 12-2 now here for the Margaretville boys over South Courtright Andes. Ball is tipped by the Rams. A little up and under here for J.B. Trimble. Wayman falling hard there, and he might have twisted his ankle here at the left low block. He's still down on the floor. Wayman looking to slowly get up here. And he's got that look on his face like, please, no, I don't want to roll my ankle. 5:15 to go in the second. Wayman walking to the bench. A little bit of a slow limp. And the thing about this Margaretville team, they played most of this year with 6 guys. They did not have much of a bench. They brought up 3 JV guys. They're going to check in with Robert Sass here. And so Wayman to the bench at the moment. 12-2 is our score with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. And to the line is J.B. Trimble. He puts it up and in. So Trimble at the line here. He has all 3 of SK's points. And it sounds like Wayman didn't have his usual ankle brace on. And that's just the way that always seems to go. Trimble misses the second shot. SK gets the rebound. They'll work it back out to Jack Byrne. Can he hit a 3? No, that's off the back of the rim. And so it's Margaretville 12, SKA 3, 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And now they're going to play without Wayman for the next couple of minutes, it looks like, at least for the foreseeable future. Little stop and pop, and the pull-up jumper for Sanford is no good. Jackson Hudson a rebound. And an outlet pass here to J.B. Trimble. Trimble floats one to Byrne. Rams need a 3, and they go with McIntyre. Skimmed off the front of the rim, it's no good. And another rebound for Margaretville. Little spin move. And C.J. Fairburn brings it across the half-court timeline with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. SK is going to go back to Parker Pop in a minute, playing with those 2 fouls. Blue Devils have it to the right side of the floor. Back to Maggio straight away. Shot clock is at 15, and Margaretville is going to take a timeout. Before we hit the break, a few of our special sponsors, including Sydney Federal Credit Union, Lasting Impression Landscape of Hobart, and DTC, Delhi Telephone Company. 4:20 to go in the second. Margaretville boys lead SKA 12-3 on CDO.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:20 to go in the second quarter. 12-3 is our score. Margaretville boys leading South Courtright Andes here in the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game, live from SUNY Delhi. We're glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski, as well as on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Wayman is still out of the game with that ankle injury. We'll see how serious that is. A three ball here for Margaretville. Deep in the corner on the left side, it's no good for Robert Sass. In transition, here's Lance McClure, and he's got the layup to go. From a tough angle, McClure gets his first bucket.
Yeah, nice finish there. See if that gets South Courtright Andes going.
Makes it 12-5 with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. A low-scoring affair. Here's Balcom, takes it to the rim, and he scores. Balcom with a nice move, and he gets inside. It's tough. Wayman's going to check back into the ball game here. Looks like he maybe put a brace on. Appeared to be okay walking over to the table, but we're going to see when he gets back in there. McClure at the high post gives it back to J.B. Trimble. Hanging in the air, he left it short. And a rebound for Hunter Balcom. Tries the home run ball ahead. This one is going to go out of bounds and back to South Courtright Andes. Margaretville trying to push, but it doesn't pay off that time.
Yeah, unforced turnover there. You had possession of the ball. High risk, high reward again.
3:20 to go in the second quarter. Some more of our special sponsors for our coverage tonight. Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin and Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, as well as JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. SK with the ball, 14-5 our score. They'll work one back up here to J.B. Trimble. Now to the high post. And to the left low block here for Trimble. They'll take it inside. The floater is good for JB. He's got five. Makes it 14-7. If SK can keep it reasonable here before the halftime break, you got to think they're going to have a chance. A three in the right corner for Margaretville's. In and out. Missed shot there from Ryan Sanford. And a rebound here for the Rams. Here comes Parker Pop in transition. Pop into the paint. The floater, high, he tried to go high off the glass, and it was no good. McClure with a rebound, and he steps up. His shot's off the back of the rim. Two misses on that possession for the Rams. Balcom in transition, trying to break it down. Goes to the rim, misses a layup of his own. Rebound for the Blue Devils, and they'll work it out. Balcom pump fakes, gets it back. And Sanford with a straightaway three. That died on the back of the rim. Wayman's got a rebound, and he appears to be okay so far since going back in. Fairburn with a slicing pass down low. Finds Ryan Sanford, and he's fouled. Layup won't go. He'll head to the line. With 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Coach, I'm curious. If someone's listening at home, are both teams getting good looks and missing, or is it defense, tough angles? What's your opinion?
Both teams are getting good looks at the basket, just struggling to put the ball in the hoop. But you also have to give credit to the defense of both teams. There's always a hand in the face. They're making the offensive production tonight difficult.
Sanford gets the first at the line. He's got seven of Margaretville's now 15 points. So Margaretville leads 15-7 with 2:12 to go in the second quarter. And a second one coming here for Sanford at the line. And this one's up and good. 8 points now for Sanford. And Margaretville leads 16-7 with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. And across midcourt here for Jack Byrne. SK looking to close the half strong. Margaretville trying to increase this lead. Pass to the interior here for McClure. And his pass back up to the top of the key was intercepted. Here's Sanford in transition, stripped of the basketball. It's on the floor. Both teams fighting for it. We're going to have a jump ball. Sanford might have got kneed in the head there or something as he was going down. Appears to be okay, holding his head a little bit as he gets up. Been a rough and tumble game so far here at SUNY Delhi in the Delaware League Championship game. 16-7, Margaretville boys leading. And they'll have it on the baseline on the out-of-bounds play. Sanford into the paint. Going full bore. Gets tied up there with Sparks. It's stripped out of bounds. It's going to stay with Margaretville. with 1:45 to go in the second quarter. Well, it's not pretty basketball, but the Blue Devils are on top 16-7. And on the baseline, nice out-of-bounds play, and they'll find Falcom, who came off a screen and laid it up and in. And he was wide open. Falcom's got 6 points. Makes it 18-7 for Margaretville. To the right side. Now for Parker Pop. Into the paint. Pop hanging in the air. Left it short. Did everything but finish at the front of the rim. Out of bounds, and it's going back to Margaretville.
Boy, South Court Red Indies getting good looks. They're just not able to finish.
Minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Yeah, if you had told me this would be 18-7 as we come up on a minute to go before the halftime break, I would have said no way.
And if you weren't looking at the scoreboard, I think you would say South Court Red Indies is getting the better looks at the basket.
Wayman tries a three, and he gets it to drop. No, they say it hit the shot clock before it dropped back down in.
I mean, of the shots that have been taken, South Court Red Indies seems to be getting better looks than Margaretville. They have 18 points.
Some nice dribble drives, getting to the paint. The floater just not going to go. It's been that kind of night here for the Rams. J.B. Trimble passing one down low for Jack Burns. Finds Braden Sparks through his hands. Sparks on the ground, and they're going to say he traveled. With 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Another tough break there. Sparks trying to get on the floor, pull that in, lost control of it. And so Margaretville going to have to go up against some full-court pressure now from the Rams. Falcom in the backcourt. Wayman, I think, is a little hampered by that ankle, but he's toughing it out so far. Falcom to the right side, stripped. J.B. Trimble shot out of a cannon down the right side of the floor, and the breakaway layup is good for Trimble, and he's got 7. That makes it 18-9 with 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor now for Ryan Sanford across midcourt. Sanford comes off of a screen, steps back, college range three for Sanford. It's nothing but net, and he's got 11. And it's 21-9. That's a big three for the Blue Devils. 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor now for Jack Byrne. Byrne with a chest pass to J.B. Trimble. Floats one to Parker Pop. Little shimmy. Pop steps through off the glass. It's good for Parker Pop. His first bucket of the game. And a half-court heave here at the buzzer is no good. So we head to the halftime break here in the Delaware League Championship game with our score, Margaretville Boys 21, South Courtright Andes 11. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. But before we head to the break, I want to thank some more of our special sponsors, including Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, Gavin's Pizzeria and Gavin's Grinders in Sydney, and Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart. Coach, real quick, your thoughts, 21-11. A tough break right now here for the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting good looks. They just need to put the ball in the basket. I think their defense is right where they want it to be. You know, 21 points at halftime for Margaretville when they're averaging 64 a game is pretty good. They just need to find a way to put the ball in the basket.
We'll take a break here at the halftime break, 21-11. The Margaretville boys on top of South Courtright Andes. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report in a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today.
Banking easier.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. It's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report here at SUNY Delhi. And it's brought to you by Marabito, of course, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. It seems to be the never-ending winter. I don't know if I got soft the last couple of years where it's been 60 degrees all the time, but I'm looking out the windows here at the field house. Keep seeing some snow. Cold. Oh, boy, winter's here. we're almost home free. I figure by the time you get deep into sectionals, there's some sunny days, and by the time we get to the state tournament once in a while, there's that nice 50 or 60-degree day, and you're going, oh, boy, this is great.
But there's always that one late snowstorm.
Oh, don't say it, yeah. I feel like we're going to get it, of course, too. But halftime score here, 21-11. Margaretville boys on top of South Courtright Andes. We'll give you the scoring leaders here. First for Margaretville, 11 for Ryan Sanford, 6 for Hunter Balcom. Only 2 for Connor Wayman, 2 for Anthony Maggio. Wayman had that little ankle injury, so he did sit for about half of the second quarter. On the other side for SK, 7 points for J.B. Trimble, 2 for Parker Pop, 2 for Lance McClure. I don't know what South Courtright's got to do to try to get this fixed on offense. Like you said, good looks. They've gotten some good ball movement, good shots on the interior. Just there's going to be days shots don't fall.
I think they might try to pick up the tempo by pressing Margaretville in the second half, maybe try to create some offense from their defense. The other thing I would look for them to do is maybe to attack the rim more frequently in the half court. Maybe try to get Margaretville into some foul trouble. As you spoke about earlier, they don't really have a deep bench. And maybe get some opportunities to the line, see the ball go in the hoop, give yourself some confidence.
Yeah, Margaretville played most of the year with 6 guys. Now, they did bring up 3 JV call-ups here from a very good JV team. But, you know, so that's maybe part of their kryptonite going down the stretch. Does somebody get in foul trouble? Does somebody get injured? I've been very curious to see how that would go. And I was also curious if a team did throw a junk defense at them, and that's happened a little bit down the stretch. How do they handle it? Well, Sanford again stepping up big with 11 points here in the first half. It's good to see if you're a Margaretville fan.
Yeah, you take away his 11 points, and South Courtright's winning by 11-10.
So South Courtright still in the locker room waiting to come back out, and Margaretville out here shooting, warming up for the start of the second half. We'll take a break. 21-11, Margaretville boys on top of South Courtright Andes. Delaware League Championship game tonight here from SUNY Delhi.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back as we wrap up our Marabito Energy Products halftime report here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. I want to thank the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, a special sponsor here, as well as Butts Concrete, Septic, and Sewer Cleaning in Masonville. Marabito Energy Products, Wrenches, Village, Auto, and Green. They'll be sponsoring some of our MAC games coming up. Houston and Benson Insurance from right here in Delhi, as well as Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning in Sydney. Well, Margaretville's going to come out again in the white uniforms with that navy blue trim, the orange trim as well. South Courtright Andes in the royal blue uniforms with the white trim. The Rams have won 9 of these in a row. They were going for 10 here tonight. Margaretville looking for their first league title since 2013, and they're a half away now, Coach. But they always say this is one of the most dangerous leads in basketball when you're hovering right around that 10-point mark. So we'll see what the second half brings.
I mean, in the girls' game, it was 23-12 at halftime, and South Corridor Andes came storming back, so we'll see if the boys can match the girls here.
Yeah, you never know. Rams are going to have the ball to start the second half. Here we go. Delaware League Championship game from SUNY Delhi as we start the second half. SK's got the ball going left to right. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. We're glad to have you. Parker Pop off a screen, passes down low, finds Hudson. And Jackson Hudson scores, and that was one of the best sets they've run all night.
Yeah, good execution. Nice pass by Pop there.
Makes it 21-13. SK looking for some defense. Can Margaretville answer the way they did all first half? Here's Sanford in. Dribble drive. He's got it. Sanford with another big bucket, and he's got 13.
Boy, he's really playing well.
Yeah, he's come alive here in the second half of the year. No, he was kind of in and out of the lineup a little bit with some injuries. As here is Parker Pop for three. It's too strong. Too much mustard on that one. And Margaretville's going for the home run ball, but Pop was right there to track it down. Ball out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Margaretville. And the Blue Devils must have seen something on tape or scouting. They've tried that home run ball quite a few times.
It appears that every time South Courtright shoots, especially from the perimeter, the top two guys in their 2-3 zone just take off.
7:05 to go here in this third quarter. And Margaretville on the baseline will look to get it in with T.J. Fairburn. And they do as Margaretville now goes right to left. Hunter Balcom on the left side. Balcom will reverse looking for Wayman. Wayman to Balcom coming off a screen. Back to Wayman. He wants a three. And Wayman's shot is too strong. But a rebound scooped up here by Robert Sass on the weak side. Gets it back to Wayman. Stops. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Ball is kicked here by SK and Jackson Hudson. We'll have a whistle with 6:45 to go in the third. 23-13 our score. Margaretville on top. And a whistle here for substitution as Sparks will replace Jackson Hudson here for South Courtright Andes. Officials going over the score table here to... I think maybe the other radio station's banner fell down. It's on the floor. The referees came over, scooped it up, and handed it over the table. As here on the inbound is a three ball for guess who? Ryan Sanford. He's got 16 now as he buries another one. And it's 26-13. J.B. Trimble in transition. His pull-up jumper is an air ball out of bounds. And it's going back to Margaretville. Yeah, WIOX, the public radio station from Roxbury, comes each year and does these two championship games. So I think it was their banner that had fallen down onto the court. A little radio competition here tonight.
Our banner didn't fall. Just saying.
6.5 to go in the third, and it's 26-13. Wayman is across the midcourt timeline. Wayman on the left side looking for some options as they go right to left. Sanford has got the hot hand. Dribble drive, turnaround in the paint. It rolls in and out. Boy, a fadeaway. That was Kobe-esque, but it wouldn't go down. Pop in transition. Step through, and Pop's shot hits the bottom part of the glass on the foam, gets knocked free. Pop gets it back in the left corner, and his three ball won't go down. Rebound this time to Margaretville, and they got the outlet. Sanford is going in, misses the layup. Balcom's got it. His shot won't go, rolls off the front of the rim. Saves it, though, and finds Wayman in the corner. And Margaretville's going to pump the brakes now with 5:45 to go here in the third. They go back to Balcom on the left side, and then a spin move, and we got a whistle here and a stoppage of play. 26-13 our score. Margaretville boys on top.
That other radio station needs to invest in your white duct tape.
Hey, you know, I'm keeping duct tape alive, especially white duct tape. I got to stop and get some more probably before tomorrow. You got 6 games in 3 days. You're going to use it up. 5.5 to go here in the third. It's 26-13 Margaretville boys on top here in the Delaware League Championship game. And the Blue Devils in control at the moment, thanks to 16 points from Ryan Sanford. Little give and go. Nice pass down low. Margaretville missing the little chippy there with Robert Sass, and then a foul on the rebound. Pop got tied up with Sass, and they're going to get the whistle here on Parker Pop.
I think that'll be his third.
Yeah, this is going to be the third on Pop. So do they roll the dice? Do they leave him in? And so this is going to send Robert Sass to the line. And just when you thought SK was maybe going to make a little run, it's been Sanford with some big shots. And first shot at the line here for Sass is up and good. His first points of the ball game here. It's 27-13 in a very quiet South Courtright fan section on the far side of the floor.
And you can see the confidence growing in the Margaretville players.
Yeah, with each basket, with each minute that goes by, Sass gets the second. They're definitely feeling more confident. And it's 28-13 with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Coach Kaufman's going to call timeout here. Margaretville in control in the Delaware League Boys Championship game, 28-13, mid-third quarter on WCDO.
The Umphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Umphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. It's 28-13. And Margaretville is on top of the SKA boys in the Delaware League Championship game. They go to Trimble. Now inside for Sparks, and his jumper in and out. Popped free, but a rebound by McIntyre. They keep it alive for Jack Byrne. Inside off the glass, and it's good for Jack Byrne.
Couldn't draw that play up better out of the timeout for SKA, and they didn't finish. Luckily, they got the rebound. Good drive by Jack Byrne there to get him on the board.
4:45 to go here in the third. Margaretville to the far side. Wayman from downtown, and you've been waiting for him to heat up, and he hits it. Wayman's got 5 points, and it's 31-15, and it feels like the Blue Devils are in control here.
Still a lot of game left.
They go inside for McIntyre. On the baseline for Trimble, and he's partially blocked, and Falcom comes out of there with the ball. Falcom down the left side, into the paint, stripped. Margaretville pulls it back up. They swing it to Wayman for three. His shot is no good. Ball out of bounds. It's going back to the Rams. Here with 4:10 to go in the third. And it's 31-15, Margaretville on top. A lot of time left, but Margaretville certainly in control at the moment. And so Jack Byrne across midcourt, bounce pass, finds Skylar McIntyre. Zips one into the high post here for J.B. Trimble. Now back to Sparks. Foul line jumper is short, and scooped up here on the rebound by Trimble, and he buries it. Nicely done. And he's got nine. Makes it 31-17. Not impossible, but still a big mountain to climb here for the Rams with 3:45 to go in the third.
Yeah, all the momentum is with Margaretville.
Fairburn finding a corner three here, in and out there for Ryan Sanford, and a rebound for Jack Byrne. Byrne in transition. Into the paint, goes left side, and it's intercepted here by Falcom. Two on one if they can hurry. Falcom in transition. He gets stripped, but it goes to Wayman. Boy, ball is a hot potato right now here in this game. Inside for Sanford. His jumper, no. McIntyre, a rebound. Numbers for SK back going left to right. Here's Byrne, left side, inside, and he scores.
The SKA is getting the stops. The question is, can they score enough to get back in the game?
31-19 with 3 minutes to go in the third.
They're chipping away at it.
Yeah, I mean, to hold Margaretville right now to 31.
You'd sign up for that before
I would,
the game.
Yeah. I think Coach Kaufman would be happy with that. It's just the offense that's been tough. And in the corner, another three for Sanford. And he's got 19, and he's had the hot hand tonight. And it's 34-19. Sanford with 19, SK with 19.
He's the difference in the game.
Yeah, he's been tremendous. And to the high post, a pull-up jumper is good here for SK. For Skylar McIntyre, his first bucket. And it's 34-21 with 2:25 to go in the third. Little dribble drive for Falcom in the paint. He pulls up. It's in and out. McIntyre, a big rebound. He's looking to run. Three on two if he can hurry. Dumps one off for Jack Byrne, and they score.
Beautiful no-look pass. He was looking right, dropped that little dime left for Jack Byrne. That was nice.
34-23. 2:05 to go in the third, and Margaretville wants a timeout. Rams chipping away a little bit, but Sanford's had the hot hand. He's got 19 for Margaretville, and we'll be back on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back with a minute 50 to go here in the third. Here's Wayman out of the timeout, and he scores. A lot of contact there, but Wayman puts it up and in. He's got seven, and it's 36-23. And now going back the other way for Martyrville, is SKA. Can't hang on.
Now, as a coach, with all that contact, there has to be a call. I don't care what you call,
either
but
there
way, has
right.
to be a call. If two people end up on the floor like that, it's either a block or a charge.
Minute and a half to go in the third. Margaretville leading 36-23. They go to Wayman on the right side as Margaretville goes right to left. The pass to the interior is slapped away. Going to stay with the Blue Devils. Wayman tying his shoe up near midcourt here. With 1:25 left in this third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski, Delaware League Boys Championship game. South Courtright Andy's girls pull off a comeback victory in our girls game earlier. That was a heck of a ball game. Inbounds play, they find Balcom on the left low block, and he buries it. Balcom's got eight.
That was a tough shot. He was coming full speed, planted his feet, used the glass.
Jack Byrne with a pull-up jumper in the paint. Back the other way for SKA. Missed it, out of bounds, going to Margaretville. And it's 38-23, Blue Devils leading with 1:10 to go in the third.
Good answer out of that timeout by Margaretville. They've scored four unanswered.
Rams have won nine Delaware League boys basketball titles in a row. Last time they lost was to Margaretville in 2013. Blue Devils trying to do it again here tonight. With a minute to go in the third. Oh, we got a carry here on Wayman, and it's going to go back to SKA. You don't see that much these days.
You don't see that call very much, but I noticed it early in the first half. I thought you could call it on multiple occasions, so happy that the officials called it.
So the officials make that call. 50 seconds to go here in the third. Parker Pop, a three, died on the front of the rim, and a rebound to Balcom off the miss. Balcom in transition, and lost it at midcourt. Braden Sparks has got it for the Rams. The big fella pulls it down, finds J.B. Trimble, and we got a foul on the left wing as Trimble tried to take it to the 10 with 36 seconds to go here in the third. Again, live from SUNY Delhi here tonight. I'll be back on the air tomorrow night at Unadilla Valley High School for the Tri-Valley Basketball Championship Games, 5:30 and 7. And then we'll be in Oxford, Oxford High School on Saturday, 1 and 3, for the Boys and Girls MAC Championship Games. If you need any of that information, it's all on natelull.com. Just click on the Nate's Radio Schedule tab on the homepage. It's right first thing you see when you get there. Just click on that. It's got location, time, and all the matchups. NateLull.com. And SK steps out of bounds on the inbounds play in the left corner. And it's going to go back to Margaretville with 35 seconds to go in the third. And the Blue Devils will walk it across midcourt. And 30 seconds to go here in this third quarter. High post, Hunter Balcom. Balcom stripped to the basketball. It's on the floor. We got a jump ball here. And this time, the arrow is going to give it back to the Blue Devils. And again, SK fans just very quiet on the far side. It's been a tough boys game for them here with 20 seconds to go in the third. It's been all Margaretville. Margaretville won the two regular season matchups, looking to make it three in a row. Balcom with a great move. Oh, he tries to take it in. And I don't know if he had enough air underneath him, but he was trying to slam that one down. And we got a charge. He went flying in there. Holy cow. I don't know if he was going to be high enough to dunk that. But he certainly went in like he was going to. But too many bodies in the way. That would have been an exclamation point right there. 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. McIntyre in the paint. He stripped with 4 seconds left in the third and a foul on Margaretville. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. All our special sponsors for tonight's game, including Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, and Sydney Federal Credit Union. 4 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Rams get it in. J.B. Trimble, the pump fake, the three, no. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. 38-23. And Margaretville is 8 minutes away from a Delaware League championship here on the boys' side. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
8 minutes left in the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game. I'm Nate Lull. Greg Bonskowski is with me. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in the WCDO studios in Sydney. And Margaretville Boys lead 38-23. We're live at SUNY Delhi here tonight. Glad to have you along. Jack Byrne feeds one inside for Braden Sparks. His layup no good. Second chance also off the front of the rim. And that kind of sums up the night it's been here. A steal now for SK, and they miss another layup. And Margaretville's finally got it back, and that really sums it up.
You are 100% correct.
My goodness, three-point blanks that wouldn't go. Wayman into the corner. A little pump fake, but a travel here on Margaretville. It's going to go back to the Blue Devils. My goodness, and it's just, it's got to be driving this coaching staff crazy for SK. I mean, you're getting the looks, all that stuff. But it just won't go. And here is Byrne to the right side. Pump fakes, goes back out. McClure, the jumper, no. Rebound for Fairburn. And we got a whistle underneath, and it's a foul on SKA. And things are just kind of spiraling for them right now.
And I don't think they have a three on the night. I mean, if they could get a three to go here in the fourth quarter when the lead is still manageable, their deficit is manageable, I should say.
Back down the floor here for Balcom. Feeds one into the corner. Balcom steps back, and a pull-up jumper for him. Off the side of the rim, rebound for Jack Byrne. And Byrne in transition. We'll slow it down here. SK's going to work it around. Had a couple listeners asking me how big this Margaretville team is. Coach, I mean, I don't think they're necessarily very big, as here's Byrne with a floater in the paint. That's no good. Second chance opportunity. Byrne's going to try to pull one out, and he'll get fouled here, and Byrne's going to head to the line. I mean, I think Balcom and Fairburn and Wayman are probably all 6'1", 6'2"?
Yeah, I would say right around 6 feet, maybe a little taller.
Neither of these teams really have, like, that true 6'5 big guy.
No. And, I mean, the other thing you want to think about here is South Courtright's had four possessions already in this quarter, so Margaretville with this lead is certainly quick to shoot at the other end of the floor. Not saying they have to hold the ball and you know, shoot with 5 seconds left, but they're certainly allowing South Courtright the opportunity to have enough possessions to come back in this game.
Byrne hits the first foul shot, and the second one's coming here for Jack Byrne, the senior. And that one is good for Jack. 8 points. Makes it 38-25 with 6:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Still some time left for the Rams if they could get hot. The defense has been there. I mean, you're holding the team in Margaretville that averages over 60 a game. They got 38 right now. Here is Sanford in the paint, hanging, and he's got it. And that has been the answer tonight. Sanford with 21. Every time he's able to hit, it's impressive. Here's Byrne trying to answer for SK. That's off the back of the rim. Sparks gets tattooed on the rebound there. And Sparks now.
And that's four on Balcom.
Yeah, that's four on Balcom. Sparks to the bench. Trimble's going to come back in. Timeout's going to be taken by Margaretville. They lead 40-25. Balcom's got those four fouls. That could certainly change some things if he is going to sit for a while and maybe pick up another one. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. Just over 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Margaretville boys leading 40-25. A text from a listener here, Coach. What's going on with the shooting? Are they shooting from behind the college line? What is it? What do you say in your humble opinion?
I just think it's not their night. I don't think it has anything to do with the lines. I don't think it has anything to do with the arena. It's just they've all been good looks. They've had their feet set. They're just not able to put the ball in the basket. Sometimes that happens.
I summed it up as I do think it's the arena a little bit here. Maybe not so much for the SK missed layups, but, I mean, Margaretville's a team that shoots the lights out from three, and they really have been pretty quiet besides Sanford. I maybe blame the arena on that, but SK is just, yeah, that's a mystery. Here's Pop in the corner, and that three ball buckles off the side of the rim. Rebound for Margaretville. Here is Sanford in transition. Well, he missed the layup there. Can't blame that one on the arena.
I'm surprised that he's in the Balcom's in the game with the four fouls.
And here's a bucket for J.B. Trimble, and he's fouled, and he's going to go to the line. Wayman tagged him from behind, and Trimble now has got 11 points, and he's going to step in for more. 40-27 with 5:53 to go, and Trimble trying to go for the old-fashioned three-point play.
I mean, you're up 13 points here.
Yeah, I mean, he gets one more, he's done.
He's
There's
done.
Still a lot of time left.
There's 6 minutes.
Trimble at the line, missed it. Out of bounds, and it's going to go to Margaretville. Margaretville. 40-27, our score. And we got a timeout taken here by Courtright. Coach Kaufman wants to talk it over. Got a weird suspicion that this game's not over quite yet. I'm not saying SK is going to come back, but we'll see. 5:52 to go in the fourth. We'll be back on CDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Margaretville with a quick shot down the left side. A miss there by Sanford. He gets his own rebound underneath on the baseline, kicks it out, finds Wayman, who just wants to slow it down with 5.5 left. That was a smart play. No need to push the pace. You're up 13 Wayman on the right side. Gets into the paint. Dumps one into the corner. Finds Sanford. Closely guarded there by McIntyre. Sanford wants to take it inside. There's a foul on the floor on McIntyre with 5:20 left. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here.
Another thing to keep in mind is that Margaretville has three fouls. So if they commit two more, every foul after that, South Corbett's going to shoot.
Sanford in the corner for three on the out-of-bounds play. Sanford missed it. McIntyre a rebound. So you got three team fouls on Margaretville, four personal on Balcom. SK down low here with Jackson Hudson. No, he traveled. And it's going back to the Blue Devils. SK going to bring some full court pressure, trying anything they can here to turn the tide. I'm interested to see if they fall back into something differently with 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Fairburn finds Sanford, who's got the hot hand here in tonight's game, to Wayman. Margaretville seems very content to try to chew some clock here now, Coach.
Very wise basketball decision.
Wayman passing to the far side for Maggio, pulls one back out. And now inside for Wayman, a nice give and go with Fairburn, and he scores. And Wayman's got nine. Sanford with 21, Wayman with nine, Balcom with eight. Chest pass, and they find Parker Pop inside the layup. No, he missed it. Great move, and he couldn't get it to go. Couldn't finish. Pop going for the steal here. Wayman goes right past him. And a pull-up jumper for Margaretville on the left side. It will not go for Maggio. Rebound, Jack Byrne. SK's trying to push the pace. Byrne flying into the paint. We got a block here. And it's going to be on Fairburn. Boy, Byrne went in there with a full head of steam, and they went hip to hip. With 4:12 to go here in the fourth. That's the fourth team foul here on the Blue Devils, Coach. So we'll keep an eye on that, like you said.
I don't understand how that wouldn't be a shooting foul. I mean, what was he doing?
It's all about the angles. With 4:12 to go here in the fourth. We laugh because we hear that all the time from the officials. That's the go-to line. I don't blame them. I agree. It's just funny. As here's Trimble. Takes it inside and banks it off the glass, and it's good for Trimble.
But there wasn't even, like, a question from anyone. Like, what was he doing?
Makes it 42-29, and then Margaretville throws it away. And they're just going a little too fast, I think. They don't need to go that fast. They're in a big rush. And it's 42-29 with 3:58 to go here in the fourth.
South Corbett Andes has to attack the rim here. Unless you get a wide-open look at a three, but you haven't made one all night. Attack the rim.
You need a bucket. A three would be huge here for the Rams. They have not gotten one to fall all night. Here's McClure in the corner, and there it is. Lance McClure for three.
10-point game.
42-32 with 3:45 left. The Rams aren't dead, and they throw it away, and a steal by Jack Byrne. Byrne in transition. Stops. Leaves it off for McIntyre. He missed the layup. Rebound for McIntyre. Up and under. Can't get it to go again. Comes out of there with another rebound. SKA keeps it alive. They're going to need to finish those here if they want to get back into it. Here's McClure again in the corner for three. Missed it. Sparks goes up. Misses the layup, but he's fouled. Frustration continues, but SK is alive with 3:22 left, down 10.
And now, every foul the rest of the way, South Court right, Andes is going to shoot free throws.
And so you got Balcom with the four fouls. You got Sparks to the line. SK shooting the rest of the way, and Sparks can't get this shot to go.
These are critical because the clock is stopped. It's not moving. It's your chance to cut into the deficit.
I mean, when they look back on this, if they lose this game, they had chances to chip back into it.
Oh, yeah.
And you've held Margaretville down on defense a little bit. Sparks goes 0-for-2, my goodness, and Margaretville with a rebound and a timeout here for the Blue Devils in a 10-point ball game. SK is not dead, but they're not doing themselves any favors. With 3:20 to go here in the fourth, we'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game. Margaretville Boys leading South Courtright Andes 42-32. SKA Girls erased an 11-point deficit earlier tonight against Margaretville to come back and win 42-37, winning their 15th straight title. SK Boys going for 10 in a row here, but it's in serious jeopardy with 3:20 left.
And they just need to find a way to get some stops and baskets.
If they had made that last layup, you really wonder what would have happened. That would have swung the momentum right back. Here's Balcom in transition, and he scores, and he's fouled. And now the momentum all going back here to Margaretville, it feels like. As Balcom now has 10 points, he's going to the line with Margaretville up 44-32. Trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. They've left him in with those fouls. And this will send Balcom to the line. So Balcom settling in here. Both Balcom and Wayman averaging right around 20, 21 a game throughout the season. Been right in that top 10 of the top scorers page on NateLull.com. Rebound is a jump ball. It's going to stay with the Blue Devils.
And that is typical of the night. You had four South Courtright Andes Rams players on that line for the free throw. You had one Margaretville Blue Devil besides the shooter. And Margaretville was able to get that possession. And it was a jump ball, and the arrow stays with Margaretville. You need that rebound. Down 12 with 3:10 to go. Margaretville was able to come up with it.
The amount of little inside shots missed, little rebound opportunities like that, loose balls, it just has not been their night. It's the little stuff. It all adds up.
Give credit to Robert Sass there. He was the Margaretville player who got that rebound.
3:10 to go here in the fourth. Margaretville look to get it in. They go to Wayman in the right corner in their own offensive end of the floor. Here's Sanford, who's been tremendous tonight with 21. Goes to the right side for Wayman, and that's how it's been. When Wayman and Balcom don't score that much, Sanford has been the guy. Pull-up jumper for Balcom. And that's a long, was that a two?
Two.
Long two for Balcom. He's got 12. And it's 46-32 with 2:45 to go in the fourth. A three in the corner here from McClure is off the mark. A traveling violation on Margaretville on the rebound is going to give it back here to SKA. And it's 46-32, and the Rams will have it back. They're going to need some real SK magic now to try to get back into this. Rams will get it in. They go to Trimble. Now they find Pop in the corner, who's been quiet tonight. Pop steps through and cannot get the shot to go. Rebound for McClure, and he lays it up and in. And Lance McClure now with 5 points. And we got a foul here on Margaretville, or on SK, I should say, as they bring it back down the floor.
Only their fourth, though, so they won't shoot.
46-34. Coach, remind me, we will check the book next to us here at the end. I might have a little math mistake, so we'll check that at the end of the ball game. 2:20 left, and Margaretville trying to hang tough and hang on here for a Delaware League championship. It would be the first one since 2013 for the Blue Devils on the boys' side. Looking to work it around. Fairburn. Now back to Balcom. 15 on the shot clock. Balcom muscles his way inside. Kicks one back out. Sanford. Three ball. No. And it bounced up and hit the shot clock. It's okay. They took some time off the possession, or off the clock, I should say, with that possession with 1:57 to go. And Byrne will walk it down the floor here. And we got a timeout taken by SK with 1:55 left. Margaretville leads 46-34. We'll be back on CDL.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
1:55 left here in the fourth quarter. It's 46-34. South Courtright, Andy's boys trailing Margaretville here in the league championship game. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And a very sad SK fan base, I would say, on the far side. The jubilation of earlier with the girls' game, a little bit gone right now. Nine straight championships really in jeopardy here. Been a heck of a run for this Rams team. Margaretville, this group's been together for a long time. As I said during our pregame show, we got a foul on the floor here. It's going to send Parker Pop to the line. But I've been hearing for years and seeing these guys in the summer playing some travel, playing some summer ball, going over and playing in the Blendos League in Oneonta. I mean, these guys have put some real time in, and they're a minute 47 away from the payoff. And you always hear, I always hear a lot of people say today that as Pop gets the first one to go at the line, oh, kids just don't go out and play as much anymore. I'd love to see them go out in the summertime and play and keep a ball in their hands. Well, I think this Margaretville team's done that, so want to give them their kudos on that. Pop gets two out of two at the line. Makes it 46-36 with a minute 45 left. SK coming with the full court pressure. Here's Balcom across the midcourt timeline. Margaretville trying to be smart. They give it to Wayman. Wayman on the left side as Margaretville goes right to left. Wayman up near midcourt. He's stripped of the basketball. A pass ahead here for Parker Pop, and he's fouled by Wayman with a minute 28 left. And this is going to send Pop back to the line. It's exactly what you want, right, Coach? You can score and not lose time on the clock.
Exactly what you want.
And so Pop's going to go to the line. And we were just talking during the break a little bit, Coach, that just a lot of simple things catching up with the Rams here tonight. And Pop to the line, and his first foul shot is good.
I mean, just a few moments ago, you had a couple missed free throws. I can think of at least five layups or five close shots that they missed that I think they probably normally would make.
And they'd be right in this game. They trail 46-38 right now. Here's Sanford at midcourt. Sanford trying to go coast-to-coast, and he's fouled as he goes up for the layup. Like a bull in a china shop right there. He was not going to be denied. 1:23 to go here in the fourth, and this is going to send Sanford to the line.
But again, with an eight-point game, you're going hard to the rim there. If they don't foul you, are you able to convert that?
Yeah, it was going to be a tough full-speed layup. That would have been tough. And Sanford misses the first one at the line. I don't want to say this game is over quite yet with 1:23 left. I mean, it would take a miracle, but it's not impossible. And I think Margaretville knows that. There's no early celebration here. Violation on Margaretville. They missed the shot anyways, and SK is going to get it back. With 1:23 left here, Coach.
It's an eight-point game.
You hit a three.
Two possessions.
You hit a three. This could be very different. Here's Pop. He's going to take it inside. Pop off the glass, missed another one. And a rebound for Margaretville. They needed that one. Wayman in the backcourt, we got a foul. Pop, nice move, got through the teeth of the defense. Coming in at a tough angle, but couldn't score.
It's been the story all night.
And he knows it too, hands on his head. That's a tough one.
I mean, they're going to leave this game if the score stays the way it is, and they're going to say, we had our chances.
You held them down on defense. You had your chances, and if you're Margaretville, you're going to, as Wayman to the line hits the first. If you're Margaretville, you got to think that gives you a little bit of confidence, too. Hey, we have a night where we didn't shoot the ball that well, but we found a way to win. We had somebody step up in Sanford with 21. We can find different ways to win. A win is a win. Sanford goes 2 out of 2. He's got 11, and it's 48-38.
And these teams could be right back here on March 4th.
They definitely could.
In a sectional semifinal.
A couple other teams will have something to say about that, I'm sure, but we'll see. And there's a three in the corner. The deep corner there for Garrett Drop. He gets one to drop in, and it's 48-41. And now a foul as Wayman brings it back down the floor. And that's just another situation where, wow, if Drop hits that and a couple of those other layups go in, who knows? Who knows?
I mean, if you're looking ahead here, not that this game is over, but if you're looking ahead, Margaretville has a bye in the first round. In the second round, they'll play Stanford Jefferson. And South Courtright Andes has a bye, and they'll play Worcester.
First shot at the line is up and good for Wayman. He's up to 12. Our good friend J.K. and his Worcester boys will be playing in the Tri-Valley Championship tomorrow against Edmiston. Good luck to both of those teams as Wayman goes 2 out of 2, and it's 50-41. Coach Kaufman wants a timeout with just under a minute left. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 56 seconds to go, fourth quarter, and the Margaretville boys looking for their first league title since 2013. They lead 50-41 here at SUNY Delhi. Stay tuned for the post-game show. Coach and I will be back. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Well, almost two games down and four to go, Coach. You won't be on the air with me tomorrow, but you'll be there, correct?
That is correct.
So you'll be with me. And we'll get a chance to watch the boys and girls for the Tri-Valley Championships tomorrow at Unadilla Valley. The MAC on Saturday in Oxford. Three ball for Jack Byrne. Left side, it wouldn't go. Out of bounds, going back to Margaretville with 45 seconds left. Yeah, 2012-2013 was the last time Margaretville won the league title. And so the ghosts of the past will be happy that the Blue Devils might be bringing home another trophy here in 44 seconds. And so going to be five fouls here on J.B. Trimble. It's going to send Sanford to the line. Mysteriously quiet in here, Coach. I feel like Margaretville fans are not going to celebrate until the buzzer hits zero. Rightfully so.
I think you are correct.
I think it's just one of those things. It's like, okay, we're going to wait. J.B. Trimble going to foul out here, and Sparks is going to check back in here for the Rams, who could fall to 11-9 with the loss here tonight. Margaretville would improve to 16-2. Nine teams in the upcoming Section 4 Class D boys basketball tournament, and these teams could definitely meet up again as Sanford hits the first. He's got 22. And the second one coming here for the Blue Devils, and they can feel it now. He's got it. 23 for Sanford. Makes it 52-41. 45 ticks left. Here's McClure for three. Left it well short. Rebound for Garrett dropped. He couldn't hold on to it. We got a foul here on South Courtright with 35 seconds left. And Margaretville's going to get a chance to walk down the floor and shoot some free throws. 5:30 and 7 tomorrow for the Tri-Valley Championship. Girls first. Richfield Springs, ODY, will be taking on Lawrence Milford. And then Edmiston against Morris. Excuse me, Worcester. Edmiston against Worcester in the nightcap tomorrow. Sorry, J.K.
You were just saying if he was still listening.
Still listening, that's right. I was just thinking in my head, there's all these merged schools. It's so weird to just say Edmiston versus Worcester. They're not merged with anybody, but somewhere in my brain, Edmiston-Morris, girls, merged. A lot of things to keep track of. And so the second shot heading in there for Robert Sass. Makes it 53-41. We're going to step away for another 30 seconds. 35 seconds left here as the fans start to head for the exits here on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
35 seconds left. SK is going to have the ball. They're going to roll it up the floor here with Jack Byrne. Byrne near midcourt will scoop it up. And SK down to their last legs here with 30 seconds left. They trail 53-41. McClure with a straightaway three. He's got it. Lance McClure now with 10, and it's 53-44. Margaretville going with the home run ball. Stanford with the layup, and it's good. Stanford's got 25, and it's 55-44. Byrne wants a three, and that is off the front of the rim, up over the glass. And with 10 seconds left, Margaretville will be your 2025 Delaware League champs for the boys. First time in 10 years. Now the fans starting to come up. SK with another foul. And Wayman's going to have a champion's walk down the floor here for Margaretville to shoot. And he's going to get two of these to go. Two shot attempts at least. In a 55-44 ball game with 9 seconds left. Wayman below his average here tonight, but he'll have a chance to creep it up here a little bit. So again, a group that has worked so hard here for the Blue Devils over the last few years to have a chance to get back in this game. 14 now for Wayman. He makes the first. Charlotte Valley's been so good the last few years. Of course, SK on their run to the state tournament. Margaretville's been waiting in the wings. As Wayman goes 2 out of 2, he's got 15. And it's 57-44. Wasn't that the score the last time they played? I think it was. SK's going to have a shot at the buzzer here with McClure. That'll do it. And is they going to count that shot? Yes, count the shot. Makes it 57-46. The tap in there at the buzzer, I believe.
The score the last time was 57-44 in Margaretville.
Boy, that's funny. I think McIntyre got the tap at the buzzer. 57-46. Margaretville is your 2025 Delaware League champions. Congratulations to them. Post-game show coming up as the Blue Devils get it done here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
I can't believe it! I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody, one last time to SUNY Delhi for the 2025 Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship, 57-46. The Margaretville Boys defeat South Courtright Andes, first time in 10 years, since 2013, that the Margaretville Boys will get this victory here tonight. They snapped the 9-game win streak in the championship game for the SK Boys, a tremendous streak for the Rams. And it comes to a close here tonight. Margaretville wins for the first time since 2013. Scoring summary, real quick here for Margaretville. 25, a game high for Ryan Sanford. 15 for Connor Wayman. 12 for Hunter Balcom. 3 for Robert Sass, 2 for Anthony Maggio. On the other side for SK, balance scoring 13 for J.B. Trimble, 10 for Lance McClure, 8 for Jack Burns, 6 for Parker Pop, 4 for Skylar McIntyre, 3 for Garrett Drop, 2 for Jackson Hudson. All right, time for the three awards here, Coach. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We want to go with Ryan Sanford, a game high 25. He was the real difference maker here tonight, Coach. Very impressed. I've been watching his stats from afar the last couple of weeks. He's been getting the job done, and I can see why tonight.
Yeah, he certainly was the difference tonight. He was able to knock down a couple threes, able to get out in transition, had a couple nice drives to the basket. He certainly was the difference in terms of the offense tonight for the Blue Devils.
So next up is our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We're going to go with Jack Byrne for the Defense Award. We just love his game overall. He does such a great job, and wanted to give him this Defense Award here tonight. Does a little bit of everything. Could have been an all-purpose guy, but we'll give him the Defense Award.
Yeah, he just does everything that a coach would want to do. He's always in the right spot, makes the right play, very unselfish. I thought he had a good game tonight. Just his team was not able to come out with the win.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We wanted to go with Hunter Balcom for this award tonight. 12 points. We know Wayman at 15, but I just think Balcom, man, he brings such physicality to the game, can get to the rim, good rebounder, a real true all-purpose player.
Yeah, he reminds me, he's like the Margaretville version of Jack Byrne.
Yeah.
Both of those players are like stat sheet stuffers. They just do so much for their team. I thought he was an integral part of their win tonight.
So that's going to wrap it up here. Margaretville defeats SK 57-46. They win their first league title since 2013, and they snap 9 in a row for the SKA boys. So, Greg, thanks for coming on. It was 2 fun games, and we'll see you tomorrow for the Tri-Valley.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and good luck with your next 4 games.
Yeah, we got 2 Tri-Valley games tomorrow, 2 MAC games on Saturday, so the marathon continues. Huge thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back at the WCDO studios in Sydney, as well as Craig Stevens for all his work preparing for tonight's broadcast. Again, Margaretville boys defeat South Courtright Andes 57-46 here in the Delaware League Boys Championship game. If you're driving out there, we heard the roads are not that great, so be careful getting home. And we'll see you tomorrow night on WCDO Sports.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.